This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This is TechCrunch.
Meta ordered to suspend Facebook EU data flows as it's hit with record 1.2 billion euro privacy fine under GDPR. By Natasha Lomas. It's finally happened. Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook, has been hit with a formal suspension order requiring it to stop exporting European Union user data to the US for processing. Today, the European Data Protection Board, EDPB, announced that Meta has been fined 1.2 billion euros, close to $1.3 billion, which the board confirmed is the largest fine ever issued under the bloc's General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR. The prior record goes to Amazon, which was stung for $887 million for misusing customers' data for ad targeting back in 2021. Meta's sanction is for breaching conditions set out in the pan-EU regulation governing transfers of personal data to so-called third countries, in this case, the US, without ensuring adequate protections for people's information. European judges have previously found US surveillance practices to conflict with EU privacy rights. In a press release announcing today's decision, the EDPB's chair, Andrea Jelinek, said the EDPB found that Meta IE's Ireland's infringement is very serious since it concerns transfers that are systematic, repetitive, and continuous. Facebook has millions of users in Europe, so the volume of personal data transferred is massive. The unprecedented fine is a strong signal to organizations that serious infringements have far-reaching consequences. At the time of writing, the Irish Data Protection Commission, DPC, the body responsible for implementing the EDPB's binding decision, had not provided comment, but its final decision can be found in the link embedded in the text version of this article. Meta quickly put out a blog post with its response to the suspension order in which it confirmed it will appeal, dubbing the fine unjustified and unnecessary. It also sought to blame the issue on a conflict between EU and US law rather than its own privacy practices, with Nick Clegg, President, Global Affairs, and Jennifer Newsted, Chief Legal Officer, writing, "We are appealing these decisions and will immediately seek a stay with the courts who can pause the implementation deadlines given the harm that these orders would cause, including to the millions of people who use Facebook every day." Back in April, the ad tech giant warned investors that around 10% of its global ad revenue would be at risk were an EU data flow suspension to actually be implemented. Asked ahead of the decision what preparations it's made for a possible suspension, Meta spokesman Matthew Pollard declined to provide extra guidance. Instead, he pointed back to an earlier statement in which the company claimed the case relates to a historic conflict of EU and US law, which it suggested is in the process of being resolved by EU and US lawmakers who are working on a new transatlantic data transfer arrangement. However, the rebooted transatlantic data framework Pollard referred to has yet to be adopted. It's also worth noting that while today's fine and suspension order is limited to Facebook, Meta is far from the only company affected by the ongoing legal uncertainty attached to EU-US data transfers, which the DPC observes in its conclusion, where it writes, "The decision will bind Meta Ireland only." It is clear, however, that the analysis in this decision exposes a situation whereby any internet platform falling within the definition of an electronic communications service provider subject to the FISA 702 PRISM program may equally fall foul of the requirements of Chapter 5 GDPR and the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights regarding their transfers of personal data to the USA. So, pressure is likely to be amped up on lawmakers on both sides of the Atlantic to get the deal over the line.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.